Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's May 27th, 2014. I hope your Memorial Day weekend was filled with lots of memories, God-citing moments, time with family and friends. Maybe you attended a graduation or a cookout or got an extra day off and got to enjoy time getting caught up on things or reading or maybe just doing an outing, a walk through the park. Maybe you got to enjoy some time just relaxing and being with friends. And I hope you got to love on some veterans or people that you knew that served in our armed forces. Or maybe you encouraged a widow that had lost a loved one because of the various wars or conflicts or serving our country. We always want to remember our vets. And on yesterday's Memorial Day, hopefully that was first and foremost on your mind, that you prayed up people that maybe have lost loved ones and maybe encouraged somebody through a call, maybe a note, a letter, or just a kind word or gesture. Well, on this Testimony Tuesday, I have a very special friend. This is a very unique occasion for him, as he's been singing with the Singing Men for a few years now, in fact, about 3 years, and we're going to tell some of that story. We'll feature a song that features two of our Singing Men, Bill Poor and Stephen McCleary. But we're going to begin with a verse that he reads and has memorized every night before he goes to bed, because this is a verse that is very meaningful to him. He was born 58 years ago. He's 58 years young, born in 1956. He attends Bible Baptist Church in Champaign. I've known him since he started singing with the Singing Men of GNN about 3 years ago. His life's been full of hardship and challenges and heartache and progress and growth, some cherished friendships these last few years through the Singing Men of GNN. And so I proudly present to our Great News Radio listeners, Dennis Ray Rose. And some of you have just been blessed if you've come to some of our concerts and seen him do a little duet with Bill Poor singing a song that literally changed his life some years ago. But Dennis, how about beginning with that verse that you've memorized, but you were telling me you say just about every night before you go to bed?
Yes, I have. John 3:16. God for love the world that he gave his begotten Son, whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have a lasting eternal life.
Now you said each and every night you think about that verse, you recite it, you go to bed with it. How come?
It's meaning to me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only verse I've memorized since church, and that's the only one I thought in my head. That's why I do it every night.
Well, Dennis, as I mentioned, I've known you for these past 3 years as you've joined the Singing Men of GNN, and we're going to tell some of that story in a few minutes. But I referenced you've had a life of heartache and hardships and challenges. So walk us through some of your early years. I know you worked and traveled in a carnival. I didn't know that till the other day. But some of the things that you've done and overcame and some of the ways you've seen God at work. I know you came to Christ at the age of 12 from one of the founders of the Bible Baptist Church. So tell us a little of the childhood and that progression throughout your life. And then we'll play a song and talk about some of the Singing Men of GNN.
I was there at Bible Baptist Church on Bradley Avenue. Pastor name was Warren Thrawson. I got baptized when I was 12 years old. And then I think I left because my dad was working. I was on the man of the house. And Mom asked me if I want to go to work. And I said, yeah. So I went, got me a job. I told Mom. And I got to travel with the carnival. She said, okay, make sure, you know, send money. So that's what I did. I left church, and then I can't do it no more since I had Hawkinson's disease. Now, you know, I'm drawing with WGNN. That's where you guys really helped me a lot in my life.
Now, you have Parkinson's, but you have some other illnesses and aches and pains and what, heart attack and a number of other, I forget, you had a list of different things that have happened to you. Tell us some of the disabilities or some of the things you've overcome.
I've overcome my Hawkinson's disease. I was in remission, I'd say about 58 years. I put to be dead at age 27. I quit smoking. I quit drinking. I had to do that for myself. I think I'm more happier as I am now.
Now, you mentioned at the age of 12, you came to know Christ. You, mm-hmm. you learned that there was a God that's a righteous God, but yet he made a plan for all of us who are sinners that have fallen short to get to know his son Jesus, to go before the cross and ask Jesus Christ to become our Savior, to take away our sins, to accept us into the kingdom. But there was a point where you kind of turned away from him or just got involved in other things, and you referenced smoking and drinking.
Yeah.
What happened during those years?
Well, if I left the church, I went on a carnival. I did drink. I did smoke. It's my fault, nobody else. Now I'm going back to church, and God forgave me. Mm-hmm. And now I quit smoking. I don't drink no more, so I'm here, and I'm more happier for myself.
Yeah, you've seen where God has redeemed those years. And you grew up with three other sisters, a family of four. But your family's experienced a lot of trauma and heartache with different illnesses and setbacks.
Yes, they have.
And I know many times on Monday night you share prayer requests for your mom, your dad, a family member, a niece, a nephew. It just seems like you always have a heart to lift them up in prayer.
Yes, because I don't want nothing to happen to my family.
Yeah, you love your family, and now you have your church family at Bible Baptist, and then you have your Singing Men family, huh?
Yeah.
Now, I know you want to highlight a few of the guys and say a few things about them, so why don't I play a song by Bill Poor? I was trying to find the song that you and him have sang the last few concerts entitled Come and Be a Son, but I don't have that. We've never recorded that yet, but I'm looking at our second CD called The Singing Men of GNN, Godly Men. And the fourth cut is titled, I Will Do the Same. There's some solos by Bill Poor and Stephen McCleary, our director. And so I'm going to play that song, and then I'm going to have you tell your story of how God used the Singing Men of GNN about 3 years ago to woo you back into that relationship where you've made some great choices, and now you're singing with us on a regular basis. So here's the song entitled, I Will Do the Same, featuring the Singing Men of GNN with solos by Bill Poor and Stephen McCleary off our second CD, The Singing Men of GNN, Godly Men.
I will sing, I will shout, and glorify your name. All of creation testifies, and I will do the same.
The heavens.
listening to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Special guest in the studio with me is Dennis Ray Rose. He sings along with the Singing Men of GNN. And Dennis, as you were hearing that song, you weren't certain that was Stephen McClary. It was a younger Stephen McClary. I think we recorded this about maybe 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. So we've had this second CD out for a number of years. And I had forgotten that both Bill and Steve, not only did they do solos, but they sang together. And you have sang the last few concerts also with Bill Poor. Tell us a little of that story, how God used the Singing Men of GNN at a concert about 3 years ago where you were sitting in the audience, and what happened.
Okay, you guys was in United Methodist Church in Urbana. I was in the audience. First, Steve asked Bill, can you sing his song, Come and Be a Son? And it touched me. I don't know why, but it means something to me. And Stephen McClary said, if you want to join, come up and join after the song is over. And that's why it happened. I come and join with you guys.
And at the time, and you've shared this during some of our concerts, not only did tears well up in your eyes because you were touched by the song, but God was doing something in your heart. It was, in a sense, he was saying, Dennis, I want you to return and continue to be my son. Because you accepted him, as mentioned earlier in this broadcast, at the age of 12, but there was some backsliding, some kind of turning away, like many people do. They chose other things over the Lord. He wasn't the priority. You weren't involved in a church, so then, therefore, you made some poor choices. But here you are, sitting in that church in Urbana, Bill Poor singing the song, and your heart is connecting. And so you came up afterwards and introduced yourself. And I think I remember seeing you, and you talked to Steve, you talked to Bill, and you were starting already to kid with the guys.
Yeah.
You were blessed by that event. And then I think that following Monday, did somebody pick you up? You started attending our weekly rehearsals.
Yes. Thank Brother Norm come and got me on Monday.
Storm and Norman, I know there's a few different guys then kind of put you on the schedule to pick you up. So you started attending the Singing Men of GNN. You had no background singing experience. In fact, you had never really sung before or read music. So walk us through that experience.
I didn't know how to read music. I can't read music. Couldn't read. Every Monday evening, after we get done with the singing man, Stephen McClary, we sat and talked, and my voice is more plainer. I mean, he'll been talking, and he's teaching me a lot in the group. I understand, and like I said, you guys is my brothers and my heroes.
And then Bill Poor, I think, the last 3 or 4 different concerts, they gave you the music and a soundtrack so you could sing along. And I know our last few concerts, we've literally had you come forward and then Bill Poor, and you would share the song together, right?
Yes.
So that's been kind of a dream realized.
Yes.
And Bill Poor, he puts his arm around you and has loved on you, as had Stephen McClary and most all the guys, too. I guess it's been a real community of friendships for you.
Yes, it has.
What would you say is one of the best aspects of the Singing Men of GNN?
I want to say Bill Poor and Stephen McClary and Mark Burns.
Am I paying you to do that?
No, I did it myself.
You probably want to ride home today, right?
Yeah.
You got to get out of here.
Well, if you don't, the missus will take me home.
Yes, she's going to take you. Yeah, you're fond of the missus and the daughter, too. I've noticed that. What would you say to some of our listeners that are tuned in that have maybe made fun of somebody that has been handicapped or has a disability, or what would be a tip or an idea or a way for them to minister to someone who's hurting?
I'm disabled. I'm handicapped in certain ways. I'm being made fun of while I was in school. Being birdie on what they should never do. Don't do it, because people could not help themselves if where they are. Where I am, I mean, God's made me. He's created me, and I'm one of his. I got family like everybody else, sir, and you couldn't make fun of people that way. They couldn't help themselves like now.
And what would you say maybe to the individual that heard you recite John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that doesn't understand that love that God has for the world, because they have not felt the love. Maybe they have felt rejected or despised or put down, or they have felt like an outcast, that nobody cares for them, and they're trying to grapple with, what do you mean there's this God that loves me? What does that mean?
My word, I love me as my Father up in heaven. He's one who created me to understand other people, let them know I really care and do what God says. And my Father here on earth is the same way as my Father up in heaven. You got to learn how to do things
and
obey.
Obey, but you can obey when you realize the character of God, that he's a loving God, that he's full of grace and mercy and truth, that he has a redemptive plan, that none of us are so far away from him or outside of his reach, because God can work through all of us. He has that redemptive plan laid out for all of us. It's just a matter of us turning toward him, recognizing we need a Savior, and accepting that free gift, because we could never measure up, that God laid the standard in his Son Jesus. And so the Son Jesus was the measuring rod that we can accept, that we can ask into our hearts. And then the forgiveness of our sins, as that takes place, and as we see the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and as our Lord, then God not only shines favor on us, but begins to work in our lives and orchestrates our path, and our destiny with him throughout all eternity is secure. And it all comes when we acknowledge that we need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is that Savior, the Savior of the world.
You know, God moves his Spirit's race. Mm-hmm. And he watches you at night, he watches you in the daytime.
Yeah,
he
watches over us.
One thing, I don't know if you notice, I used to talk with my hands in quiet, you know, at your guys' group. I don't do it no more because me and Stephen were talking about that.
Yeah, Steve's been helping you with enunciation and with words and giving you a little coaching on the side.
Yes.
You've been very courageous to go out and do those solos and sing in front of everyone, so we appreciate you. We're going to close out with another Singing Men song. It's called "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." We sing it at many of our concerts. It's a favorite. You've sung this a number of times.
Yep.
And this song is also in the selection of our songs off of Godly Men. It's our second CD, The Singing Men of GNN. This is the third cut, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." So we'll close out with that song. And I appreciate you, Dennis, being a part of the Singing Men of GNN and being a part of today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
I very thank you, too, Mark.
Did we?